what many of you are experiencing in this moment as you sit before me in this circle is a contraction, is resistance, is a tension developing in your physical being and in your energetic being. It comes with the closing off in response to the energy of fear, which expresses itself in things like doubt, uncertainty, confusion, unknown. When we connect with the energy of fear, the physical being and the energetic being will contract. The heart space in particular, the heart energy in particular, will close off, will resist. And what you are experiencing is this feeling of a disconnect from others and from yourself. What that tends to can create within yourself is a feeling of agitation, a feeling of irritability, a feeling of confusion, because what you have or are experiencing in this moment is an inward desire of your soul to open, to expand, to ascend from lower frequency living. Yet the propensity for fear energy that is circulating your planet, your earthly realm at the moment, continues to almost demand you to contract, to pull away, to close off. The egoic voice, the subconscious fear-based voice within you, is subtly, or for some not so subtly, telling you to pull back, that you're not ready. It's not the right time. It's not safe to open, to expand, to grow, to ascend. Yet your soul is calling you to do all of these things. There is a reason you have said yes to this program at this time. There was an innate knowing in you that said, yes, it is time. Yes, I am ready. And that calling came from your soul voice. What you have and what you're experiencing, many of you at the moment, is this tension between the egoic fear-based voice and the soul love, divine, unconditional love-based voice, which is pulling in both directions, creating this inner conflict, which is leaving many of you feeling agitated, irritated, uncertain, anxious, confused, and doubting whether you're ready, doubting whether it is the right time, doubting whether it's safe to start messing with the foundations of your life, given the uncertainty in the world around you. But there has never been a more important time for you to open, to receive the offering of divine grace, the offering of light frequencies that is saturating your planet at this time. These energies, these universal frequencies that are of a higher vibration cannot be grounded in the earthly realm if beings such as yourself are not open to receiving and then grounding these energies into the earthly realm so they may travel along the ley lines and touch all of humanity. There is a deep wound in the heart of humanity, the collective heart of humanity at this time. Much of the disharmony you are seeing, witnessing, feeling in your world is the shadow, is the active wound in humanity's heart. All the hidden pains, all the hidden injustices, all the hidden trauma fessing up like an active boil. And never is that pretty when the shadow, individually or collectively, most certainly en masse in the way that it is, becomes so active. It is not comfortable, but it is in the discomfort that you individually and humanity collectively will grow. But the growth can only occur when you are open, when the heart space is open to the energies coming through to support the healing of the collective wounds. And so, you are ready to walk this path. You are ready to connect with your soul. You are ready to follow her lead. And now we invite you to open, opening the heart space, opening the crown chakra, opening the base chakra. So first, I want you to take your focus to your breath and inhaling deeply, witnessing the air that you breathe moving through your body, and exhaling now any tension, and inhaling the grace-filled light that surrounds you, and exhaling any tension. With this next inhalation of grace-filled light, witness it coming to your heart space and drop back to the back of your heart space, and witness the light sitting at the back of your heart space. And as this light starts to expand, see it like a blossoming rose or a flower of any sort that opens petal by petal, from bud to just a few petals open. And as you breathe in the divine grace, the divine light, witness with each breath that flower that lies within your heart opening more and more, opening all through your chest, wider than your chest, expanding out even further beyond your physical body. Expanding so far beyond your physical body, this exquisite, open, blossoming flower. And now invite the divine grace, the divine light, to connect with your heart space, with your blossoming flower. And as that energy is received by your blossoming flower, bring it into your heart space, into your energetic being, into your physical being, and witness that divine light of unconditional love, that high, high frequency flooding your being from top to bottom, moving down through your solar plexus, which is at your core, through your root chakra, which is through your pelvis, and down through your base chakra, cleaning up and opening all those lower chakras. Witness that divine grace, that light frequency, connecting as a golden channel, connecting you to the earth, connecting you to the divine mother, connecting you to Mother Earth, to Gaia, and invite her to gift you with, through this open channel, vitality, abundance, grace, healing, vitality, to refresh your system so that you feel alive, not worn down by the intensity of the human experience at this time. And witness from your heart space that blossoming flower, that energy moving up through your throat chakra, through your head, your brain, expanding your third eye between the middle of your eyebrows so that it can see. It can see beyond what you are being shown with your human eyes. It can see through realms. It can see timelines beyond here. It can see what is not seen in the earthly realm. And witness that divine grace, divine light, moving up through your crown chakra and opening your crown chakra and the higher aspects of your energy being, and moving up in a golden channel, connecting you with the universal energy of the divine, of source, of God, of universe, whatever you see that all-powerful energy to be. And invite now divine energy, source energy, God energy, universal energy to flood your system with grace, with the golden light, expanding through your whole energy body, your whole physical body, encasing your energy body with golden light. We now ask that the divine energy floods your system with pink ray of light, coming out and encasing your auric field, the energy of divine unconditional love, creating a boundary of love that keeps what is not in your highest and best good away from your being. Picture now and invite now the white light of the divine to come and further surround your auric fields with the most powerful, protective, divine energy. Almost like a mirror, so that anything that is not in your highest and best, anything that is fear-based, anything that is toxic, anything, any energies directed at you or surrounding you or in the collective that will cause you to contract, which will cause you to close, which will cause you to fear and doubt and go into old patterns of withdrawal, it is reflected back to the other person, to the collective, so that it may be absorbed by divine energy. And I invite you now to take a breath. And as that inhalation moves through your body, feel the expansion of your shoulders, of your chest, of your womb space, of your base chakra. Feel the expansion of your being as the air continues to move through you with each breath. Opening your shoulders wide, your chest wide, lowering your arms, shaking them out. And feel yourself open and saying the words after me, I am ready to open and expand now. I am ready to receive divine frequencies now. I am ready to connect to my highest soul vibration now. I am ready to follow her lead, even if I do not know where she will take me. I am ready now. I open to receive what is in my highest and best. I transcend all limiting beliefs that tell me it is not safe to connect to my soul and trust in her now. And taking one more deep breath and just bringing your awareness back into your physical being, shaking your arms, opening, closing your mouth. When you're ready, blinking your eyes open. And coming back into the presence, into the room around you. And return. Whenever you feel yourself constricting, closing, the tension, come back to your breath. Come back to opening your shoulders, opening your heart, and seeing your heart as that beautiful, expansive, blossoming flower. And invite divine light to touch that flower, to receive that. And we practice and practice and practice staying open and receiving divinity. And we will leave that at this time, but come back to this whenever you really feel yourself going into doubt and fear. Because what you are experiencing when you move into doubt and fear is normal. It is a subconscious protective survival mechanism that humans have adapted to survive. And yet, it keeps us small, it keeps us restricted, it keeps us like a bird in a cage. See yourself as the bird, and the cage door is open, and it is now time for you to fly out. Take that step by opening your system. Use your breath, use your body, and keep opening, opening, opening. I hope this helps. Much love.